This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Just when I try to get out, they pull me back in. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson's show. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about Barack Obama. Poverty pimp, race pimp par excellence. He has parlayed the most difficult job in the world that pays 400 grand a year into an hour's worth of work. You talk about consolidating something. Wow. Man, so you liberals listening to the program, all the, oh, Barack Obama, he's going to save us. He's just so amazing. 400 grand. But look, we've been talking about this for the past few days. I want you to hear some other people talking about it because leftists are questioning it and they're saying, wait a minute, we're not supposed to be this way. We're supposed to be the party of the little guy. So Jake Tapper has a panel of people, including Van Jones. And here's what I want you to feel, folks. I want you to feel the torturous way in which these people rationalize what Barack Obama did. See, let me explain something to you. I'm a capitalist. I'm a full-fledged, avowed capitalist. Now, I won't step on your throat to get ahead, but I'll tell you this, I'm going to get ahead, and if I make a product, I'm going to sell the product. And I have people tell me all the time, Kevin, we'd love you to speak, but can you come here and speak for free? No, there are people out there that speak for free. They're called idiots. I will speak for a fee. I have my published rate. I'm willing to work with you from time to time, depending upon availability and blah, blah, blah. But for the most part, that's the fee. It is what it is.
Well, you know, a lot of people come here and they do it for free.
Well, good for them. Congratulations. Go get them because you get what you pay for. I'm not doing it. Van Jones is a guy that served time in prison and he gets $50,000 a speech. I'm quite a bit less than that. So believe me when I tell you, I'm not giving my services away. And so I understand that, you know, that there's a free market to the whole thing. But then there's the manipulated market that says, what can you get? What does it get me to be associated with you? And that's where Barack Obama and the Hillary Clintons and those people come in. And that's when you start getting into the numbers that you're seeing from them. And the other thing about it is this. They all claim that they are for the little guy. If you're for the little guy, why are you charging that guy that much money? And then if you tell me, well, Kevin, I need the money and then I can help more people, then do it. I want to see your tax return say I gave away 400, you know, thousand. If you make 500 grand, give away 400,000. I'm talking about if you net 500 grand, give away 400,000 and I'll be convinced that you're for the little guy. Because when you're making $8-10 million and you're giving away 5-10% of your income after taxes to pop, you know, to charity, you're not convincing me otherwise. Anyway, enough for me. Let's hear from these sanctimonious leftists, okay?
Do you not think he was elected to a degree to fight the forces on Wall Street?
Sure, and he's done with that. If I had the opportunity that he has, I would do a big poverty tour for 6 months. Everywhere I go, it's poverty, addiction, and high death rates from West Virginia to South Central. If you would do that, then go ahead and do a big speech later.
I would like to see every Democrat do a tour like that.
That was the biggest crock of nonsense. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Biggest crock of nonsense. So Jake Tapper says to Van Jones, hey, he was selected. Barack Obama was selected to fight against the forces on Wall Street. And Van Jones says, well, he's done with that. He's completed it. He's defeated Wall Street. That's what he's implying. And Jake Tapper is like, yeah, apparently he is done with that. There is no fight. And for the record, everybody, there never was. For you leftists out there listening to this program, you want to defend this? Bring it. 844-551-8255. Anytime, day or night, leave a message. I promise you, if you want to get on this program, I will get you on this program. And you defend the guy who's supposed to be fighting for the little guy. And in fact, We played a clip the other day of Bernie Sanders saying, I don't believe this is the right thing to do. Okay, if Bernie Sanders believes it, come defend him. Bernie Sanders just bought him a new lake house somewhere, a cabin, $600,000. Did he need it? Oh, he needed to unwind, a place to unwind. You know what? He can unwind at a local hotel, or he could go unwind at a buddy's place, or he can unwind in one of the other two houses he had before that. He didn't need that. See, that's the thing about you leftists. You are a bunch of liars. See, I will tell you this. If I could, I would have a house in New York. I'm talking about fantastic house. Place in the most convenient area of New York in the city. I'd have one in D.C. because I have to go to both those places quite often, at least often enough to, you know, to be concerned about it. And then I'd have me a beach house. I don't know where, but it'll be a nice beach. And then I'd have me a place in the woods, a cabin, maybe Lake Tahoe. I'd have my regular residence wherever I decided that would be. And it probably wouldn't even be one of those I've just mentioned. And then I'd have one in Paris. I'd have one in London. And I'd have one probably in Costa Rica. And maybe pick one or two others. If I had the money and I knew I wasn't going to run out of it, I'd have 10 swanky homes. I mean, it would just be super nice. And I was telling a friend of mine the other day, I'd have a bunch of minions because I don't want to do anything. I don't want to cook. I don't even want to open my car door for myself. It's a waste of my time. And I want you cooking. I want you cleaning. I want you picking out my clothes. If I could have bathers, I'd have them. You name it. I only want to spend my time doing the things I want to do. If I had the money to do it, that's what I'd do. And I will have earned every penny to do it. But see, I can be unapologetic because I'm a full-fledged, as I said, capitalist from the heel to the, from the rooter to the tutor. And so I'm okay. But these people that tell you that they care about everybody and, oh, my gosh, and you can make too much money and all this, and suddenly they get to where we aspire to get by going through the right methods, building something, creating something, and then they despise us until they get there the easy way. Then they love it. These career politicians who get into the bigs, I'm just telling you, it's like hitting the lottery and getting drafted into whatever professional sport is your favorite. That's what politics is at this level. So Barack Obama's going to feast in there.
Well, it's okay. I mean, he's no longer a president.
As if that matters.
Well, you know, all the things he said leading up to this, it mattered. But no, it doesn't matter anymore because he's no longer president. See? So now the things that he said when he was trying to become president, in other words, the lies.
Leftists know I'm talking truth to him right now. So are you. When you bring this up, you're talking truth. These people are scurrilous. They will defend themselves until the day, to the end of the day. They will not defend you for a second. Lots to talk about when we get back, folks. Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A private citizen. I just think it is distasteful.
Is it distasteful to you?
It's not distasteful. I do think that he started off talking to those kids in Chicago. And we need a Bobby Kennedy in this country. And I hope that he will do a tour. Go to Appalachia. Go to Native American reservations where they're shoving these pipelines down their throats and they don't even have a clean running water. Go to South Central. Go to the Arizona border where you have a lot of poverty. If he were to do a poverty tour first, listen, he should not be the first president that has to be broke. Listen, every other president went out there and gave big speeches. Don't hold them to a second standard. Don't give a double standard to him. But I tell you what, from a moral point of view, it would be great for him to do it.
Signed a $60 million book deal. I mean, it's not broken.
Exactly.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So that was Van Jones. They're still talking about Obama and this $400,000 speech. But what was most interesting about that clip to me, and I'm glad you guys are here, because I wrote a book about this. It's called Race Pimping. You can get it at racepimping.com. But I wrote a book about it. Van Jones, you would think in hearing that Barack Obama has never been president. He's saying, go to South Central, go to these Native American reservations, go to Appalachia, etc. Really? What was Obama doing? Where was this dude? He had 8 years to do every single thing that Van Jones talks about. He talks about the poverty tour. You want to know what Obama was doing while Van Jones is talking about this poverty tour that he needs to go on? And as somebody previously said, I think all Democrats should go on this. That's what the lady said who was on the panel with him earlier. What was he doing? He was golfing. Barack Obama was hobnobbing with the wealthy. Barack Obama spent more time with Jay-Z and Beyonce than he spent in any of the places that Van Jones is talking about. Barack Obama had 8 years to do any of these things, to address any of these issues. And you know what this fool spent his time on? He spent his time on Muslims and making us believe that this is the religion of peace and the gays. And that's what he spent his time on. And when the confluence of that didn't work out for him at Pulse nightclub in Orlando, where the Muslims decided they would kill the gays, then he didn't have anything to do. So he reverted to just what? Vacationing and golfing, picking his final four brackets, and criticizing Republicans incessantly. He addressed none of these issues. I'll ask you this. I'll ask you a very simple question. Is education better in America or worse? I'm not just talking about for blacks. Is it better under Barack Obama? What do you have? Common Core and all these other crap? Nothing. Is that better? Are we a safer country? Do you feel safer from terrorism under Barack Obama? Because I'll tell you this, I feel a lot safer under Trump. And it isn't because Trump's not getting what he wants, because he's not getting what he wants. I mean, it isn't because he's getting what he wants. He's not. But he's trying. So that's dissuading somebody. I feel safer from illegal banditos because I know that the border crossings are down 73%. I feel safer that our economy is in safer hands because Donald Trump has a Make America First priority that is undoubted. I don't doubt it. So I know that. Do you feel safer when Barack Obama, in terms of being in cities? Mark Lamont Hill, we'll talk about him in a minute, he doesn't want to blame the problems of cities on Democrats. So we'll get to that in a second. But so who do we blame on? Do we blame Obama? Because somebody's got to take the blame. Do you feel safer in a city? It's a simple question. Yes or no? Do you feel more prosperous? Yes or no? He lost $6 trillion in the housing market. I mean, the cost of your food went up, the cost of your medicine went up, the cost of your health care went up. Everything went up that takes more dollars out of you. And where is it going? Is it going into manufacturing jobs? No. Barack Obama lost manufacturing jobs in droves. He grew the size of government. Government, when he left office, was the biggest it had ever been in the history of man. Not in the history of United States, not in the history of Russia, in the history of man. 21 million people, almost 22 million, work for the government. Outstrips the manufacturing sector by almost 9 million people. And Barack Obama, what's he worried about? Is he worried about the poverty tour that Van Jones talks about? Going to Appalachia, going to see the Native Americans, going to the South Side of Chicago. You know, he was brought up in Chicago politically. He knows the mean streets of the South Central. He was down there doing voter registration drives and crooked other nonsense for the Democrats, and he hasn't been back since. He's so far removed from that because, let me explain something to you folks, he was that far removed to begin with. If you think he can see him now, he might as well be looking at the Hubble telescope looking into 50 galaxies away, because he doesn't see him. He couldn't identify him, he's so far. I'm still amazed that Van Jones would make these comments about Barack Obama going to see poverty in America. The poverty that he created, much of it. 16 million new people on poverty. Go travel through these inner cities and see what you created. Go talk to the people that lost jobs. Not these fake, reported jobs that we supposedly got. Go talk to the people who lost jobs or can't get jobs. Has he done any of that? Has he really put himself into the plight of the common man? The answer is no. And to listen to Van Jones, you would think Barack Obama hadn't had his chance to be president. He had 8 years to do exactly what Van Jones asked him to do, and he did none of it. Ask yourself, any of these sectors any better? Ask yourself, is any demographic outside of gays and Muslims, are they any better? And by the way, gays and Muslims aren't any better financially. They're better socially. They're not better off financially. All Barack Obama did was double down on poverty and double down on giving people excuses not to succeed. He's not going to make a generation of kids successful. He's created a generation of failures. People, now little kids feel like they can be president. And what about when they can't? What's their fallback plan? Are they really strong mentally to say, you know, I got a plan? My son, he'll say to me, so Dad, here's the thing. If I don't make it into the big leagues in baseball, then I'm going to be thinking about this. And I'm going, okay, all right. And I kind of chuckle because I think to myself, son, you know, based on my look at you, and I believe me, I'm putting him in camps and he's doing all this other stuff. I don't think you're going to be a professional baseball player. And I'm not going to tell him that because he very well might. But what I'm explaining, when he tells me he's got a backup plan, I go, okay, I'm raising this kid right. Because the likelihood of him going to pro ball is pretty slim. That's that. Barack Obama's not empowered these kids. He's not giving them anything more than this fictitious hope that he talks about. These kids have no backup plan. They have nothing in their core that makes them understand how powerful they are, how great they can be. And it's pathetic. And you listen to Van Jones, and he talks about it, and he doesn't have the guts. And you see, this is what I'd say if he were to ever have the guts to debate me, is I'd say, Van, why don't you bring this up that you don't even know? You act as if Barack Obama was never president. The fact of the matter is he didn't do any of the things you're talking about for 8 years. Do you think he really cared?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll free at 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
My friend, look at that white woman you're with. Yeah, son, I'm with my girl, but yo, for real? That white woman's amazing, isn't she? Tell the truth. He's with his black girlfriend like, nah, I don't know, but that, she's high level. That's a high level white woman right there. That white woman is, that is man, oh man, oh man. Black women get mad at that, but that is top shelf white woman right there. A white woman is the value. You look at her and then you wonder how long they would look for her. She was missing.
Oh, everybody, welcome back. That was the late great Patrice O'Neill, one of the funniest dudes on the planet who didn't get a chance to really hit the big time. And there's hardly a comedian out there who doesn't recognize Patrice O'Neill. And, you know, it's funny. He makes these crazy observations like this, but it's very true. How long are they going to look for you? Now, you might say Natalie Holloway was a bit of an exception, but it's true. The prettier the white woman, the more sympathy. I'll give you an example. Kate Steinle. There were the people who were talking about illegal immigration. And, you know, Kate Steinle gets shot. As tragic as it was, she gets shot and killed walking her with her baby and her father in San Francisco. As tragic as it was, I'm going to tell you, it was a blessing that she was a good-looking woman because you could put her picture up there and say, Kate Steinle, look at her. And it drove people to it. People know her name. You say Kate Steinle, it's like, oh, her, yeah, I remember her. Well, it's just true. And it brings me to a story that we've been talking about. It's been 6 weeks since this story broke. And it has to do with a young girl by the name of Tommy Lahren. And Tommy Lahren was a YouTube girl. I think I've told this story a couple times on air. I saw her on YouTube. Somebody said, you got to see this girl. And she gives this rant. And I thought to myself, okay, good rant. Nothing that I wouldn't have said or hadn't already said 500 times. I'm just not cute and blonde. And I'm not jealous of her. I'm not cute and blonde, but I'm a lot funnier than her. So I didn't care. If that's her message and that's her message of conservatism and she's going to get it out there and she's young, I was cheering for her. Tommy called. She wanted me to be on her show. Fox wouldn't let me. I was happy to help her. And it didn't surprise me at all that Glenn Beck noticed her and took her in. Now, Glenn kind of has this thing of targeting these young, pretty girls like he did Dana Lash, and that's fine. And he'd done it with a young black girl. That show, I don't think, has done very well. But, you know, so I get what Glenn's doing. He's saying, you know what, I can take the Fox model, but I'll get people that I think really do have some, and that's sad. I'm not going to say don't have the smarts, because the girls at Fox are absolutely smart. But he's taking the model, and he's saying, I'm going to do a similar thing and build the Blaze. Nothing wrong with that. Not at all. And why he wouldn't choose a knothead like me, I can understand it. I mean, some people, Kevin, you got a face for radio. Other people go, Kev, you're kind of cute. I like you. But I get what he's doing. Now, I personally, and this is a funny, you know, just a quick aside, I've always thought Beck would have been a lot better off with me. And I'm not saying that, you know, I could have saved him or anything, but I'm saying it would have been a good partnership. And some things derail that, and those people are now gone, but we've never reconvened on it. And now, quite honestly, I think Glenn's ship is sailing a little bit. But you never know, right? So long story short, he discovers Tommy Lahren and puts her on. And my personal thought was, you don't know enough about her. But I get it. I understand why you're doing it. You got this young 20-something blondie. I think she was dating a Navy SEAL at the time. She may still be. And she seems to have her act together. Now, I've heard from other people she doesn't write her monologues, and she's probably not as good of a writer. It's very difficult to be good in this business and not be a good writer and be able to throw those thoughts together quickly. But long story short, she gets her gig, and she's doing well. And she's amassed 4.3 million people on Facebook, which is not anything to shout about. Now, I would probably have, if Facebook hadn't slowed me down, I'd have about 3 million. But mine took over probably 4 years. This girl got hers in a, I don't know, like a year and a half. Just people loving her work. And then she went out and she started doing other media. That's really kind of when you know you're hot. Either you know you're hot or they see kinks in the armor for you. Because I'll tell you this, Trevor Noah knows I exist. That sucker will never put me on his program because I will eat him alive. Bill Maher knows I exist. I've called him out. Make phone calls to him. They won't have me on their shows. The View, they know I exist. They don't want to deal with me because they know I'm going to deal with fact that I'm going to dismantle them. Literally, it'll be an alien autopsy right before your eyes. So there's a reason that they bring others on. Ann Coulter, you know, Ann's an affable person. She does a lot better with them than I probably would. But Ann, you know, and she's certainly no slouch. But Ann's going to be a lot more agreeable. These people tend to soften when they get out into what I call gin pop. Tommy Lahren went on Trevor Noah's show. And the biggest complaint I heard about her from one of my staffers even was she was of no substance. She completely let him walk over her. She didn't have the fight in her that she normally has on her show. Let me tell you something. I get that you don't want it to be contentious, but at the same time, you got to really go at these folks. You got to say, oh, so, okay, Trevor, so to use your logic, blah, 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 blah. And, well, Kevin, no, with Trevor, okay, great. Let's go down that path. Let's go down that path for a little bit. So, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. Bada boom, baby. And you pop them in his mouth, and he doesn't even realize it. But see, I'm not trying to compare myself to any of them, but I'll use Tommy Lahren as an example. I can tell you, Tommy Lahren's not ready for primetime. I've said it. I don't mean any disrespect to her. She's a, you know, beautiful girl. She's still formulating her ideas. The problem with formulating your ideas is you're easily talked into others. And you could say, oh, Kevin, you're older, so ergo, yours are solid and concrete, but doesn't make them right. To you, I would say, no. The ideas that I have that are solid and concrete, they're solid and concrete because they're based in logic and reason and all the things that I've put into my life. The things that are still fluid are the things they go to showcase that I do have fluidity, and I understand that it's not necessarily black and white. So, for example, dealing with police officers, I will tell you, I'm going to side on the cops most of the time, but I don't agree with cops all the time. Cops make mistakes. I don't even agree, as I mentioned to you guys before, I'm pro-life, but I understand the idea of why people say it's my choice. I get it. So, I know my stances on things, and for the record, when I'm arguing those or debating them or discussing them, any way you want to look at it, you're not going to change my mind. I'm probably going to end up changing yours. I will tell you that generally happens in the conversations that I have. But anyway, the whole reason for this particular talk is they struck a deal. Glenn Beck and Tommy Lahren have finally come to terms, and so we looked it up. I wanted to know what happened because they supposed Tommy violated her agreement at one point where she told him how much money she got for wardrobe. I don't even know what that number is. I'm still curious. Well, hey, do me a favor. Why don't you guys look that up for me? Because I would really like to know what she got. My suspicion is Tommy Lahren probably got more in wardrobe than I make at Fox. And that's cool because let me tell you, I got quite a few suits, but you know, the biggest complaint I hear from viewers is, Kevin, when you gonna stop wearing that suit? And I'm like, what suit? You know, look, I got a black suit, I got a blue suit, I got a black blazer, blue blazer. I got two suits that are kind of, they look the same. People get them, they confuse them, but they're not the same. I've got a darker brown Armani. I've got three pinstripe blue suits, so people think I'm wearing the same suit, but I have three blue pinstripes. They each have the little difference in the suit, where the stripe is. So, you know, different things. But and I got two or three others. But even with that, you go on TV two or three times a week, and next thing you know, boom, you're out of suits, you know, or you're out of ties. So I get why they give you the number, but I want to know what she made. Anyway, she 6 weeks after they did all this stuff, they've now settled. No mention of cash can be found in this settlement whatsoever. But what they did, one of the bones of contention was Tommy Lahren's Facebook numbers, 4.3 million people. And the Blaze says, no, we own it. We started that page. We run the fan page. So when it was all said and done, the only thing we could find out was that she got her page. Big deal. And it is a big deal. So now that she's got her page, she's got a fan base. That fan base, and I bet you she didn't get a whole lot of money, but that fan base is worth a bunch, folks. It's a built-in fan base. So whether she's promoting a book, hey, here's my saga with Beck. Boom, instant bestseller. She's going to sell 100,000, 200,000 books easily, right? And she's also can use that fan base to pitch a show. Where she ends up, I don't know.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know, I recently found this out. There are now just as many overweight people on the planet as there are people who are starving. We've got enough food. just a distribution problem. Nobody wants to share. We have to learn how to share. And the United States, we're the biggest offenders. We're the fattest people on the face of the planet in all human history. I'm not sure when we took the lead, but I'm guessing right around the time Popeye switched from spinach to fried chicken. People don't care. They're like, I'll buy juices on that plane. I don't care. I'm going to keep eating. I don't care. People enjoy being fat. I'll pay the price. Just, I don't care.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So, you know, the same thing that this comedian Bill Santiago is talking about is essentially the government's thing. I don't care. I'm fat. So what? I'm big. I'm fat. I'm bloated. It was a sign of wealth, of opulence back in the day. We are just so successful. The government can be super fat. And that's where we are. We're super fat. And you know what? Government gets mad at you when you go, hey, look, you're picking up a little poundage here. I was talking to a friend of mine. She's married, and I said to her, let me ask you. Does your husband, his name is David. I go, does he have the guts to tell you, like, if you pick up a few pounds, hey, babe, you know, we need to get to the gym. And she's like, no. And I said to her, I go, isn't it refreshing when you're in a relationship where you say, look, hey, babe, we're not, like, as young as we used to be, and we need to get fit. Or maybe your mate says to you, babe, look, when I met you, you were a triathlete. Now you're a tri-eat-elite. You know, I think you should be able to be honest with each other. I'm not, by the way, don't take this as a relationship advice. This ain't Dr. Phil you're listening to. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm just telling you, I think you should be able to be honest. And I certainly believe that with government, we should be able to say to the government, look, you're too fat. You're bloated. I mean, isn't that what we want from Trump? President Trump, when we say to him, you know, we elected you because government's too bloated and you're a businessman. You understand how business is supposed to work. Shrink it for us, baby. Government is fat and bloated. It's been that way for quite some time. Listen to this. This is the Bureau of Labor Statistics. There were almost 22 million employees, federal, state, and local government in the United States in August of 2015. So we're coming up on the two-year mark from this. By contrast, there were 12,300,000+ jobs in manufacturing. 22 million jobs in the government, 12,300 in manufacturing. The government almost outnumbers manufacturing jobs in the United States by 8 million jobs, 7.7 million jobs. Now, what's bad about it is things have gotten worse. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, by the way, that was their number. They publish seasonally adjusted month-by-month employment numbers for both the government and the manufacturing sector going back to 1939. In the first 50 years of the 76-year span of the report that I looked at, which was 2015, manufacturing outemployed government. The first 50 years, we had more people producing product than being bureaucrats. But in August of 1989, government overtook manufacturing as a U.S. employer. Now, the manufacturing sector is the most important. You can do distribution, you can do sales, you can do service. Manufacturing pays the bills. That's why they measure against it. You don't measure against attorneys because, you know, even though they've grown, that's not what pays the bills. Suing people doesn't pay the bills. Making something that's going to go outside of the country, that's what pays the bills. So, the month of August, the government employed 17 million, almost 18 million people. Manufacturing employed almost 18 million people. And government had more people employed over manufacturing by 25,000 people. So you could, in effect, say we just crossed over equilibrium where more people were working for the government than producing product. Now, it's been downhill ever since. And don't think politicians didn't see the writing on the wall, but that was the problem. No, not the writing on the wall. Politicians. Get this. In the intervening years from 1989 to 2015, government employment increased by over 4 million and manufacturing employment declined by 5.6 million. So as government continues to grow and get more bloated, the very thing that pays our bills, that gives us a GDP, is now gone. 5.6 million jobs were gone, and the government did nothing. Businessmen would have noticed this trend. He would have seen this as disturbing. But as we all know, Barack Obama is not a businessman. He's a community organizer. See? And that's about as far from business as you can get. It's one level above crackhead. But there is good news, America. Donald Trump is a businessman, and he's done something even better. He has surrounded himself with other businessmen. And that's why the size of government has already begun to shrink. You've got Secretary of State Tillerson, who went and looked at the State Department, and he says, we're going to shrink it. We're going to cut the fat. Now, I told you guys that in business, I had a company that I worked with, and they cut the fat 10%. They just cut off a meat cleaver. And I said to the guy, you got to be a little more surgical. He says, Kevin, I'll worry about that later. I'm concerned about Obama. And he was right to do it. I mean, I knew he needed to cut. I just didn't think he should do it quite as viciously as he did. And he did. It bit him in the butt a little bit. But Donald Trump has people that say, we'll figure this out. We have too many bureaucrats. So, according to Bloomberg, the State Department is going to cut 2,300 jobs, U.S. diplomat jobs, and civil servants. About 9% of its workforce worldwide. The personnel cuts are going to be phased out over a two-year period. And they underscore the president's commitment to getting to reducing the size of government. He's already done things to push things back to the state, like a lot of the legislation on the around schools, legislation around Obamacare. He's pushing it back to the states. He's saying, you know what, you're closer to the situation, you're better off doing it, and we need to shrink the size of government, because by shrinking the size of government, we don't need as much money from you. And so if they leave that money in the states, let the states handle this stuff. By the way, and I want to get into this a little bit too, it's not just the fact that he's lessening the number of employees by 9%. We're going to get into salaries here in a second. But pushing those back to the states means that they aren't using federal dollars in order to do states business. So I'll give you an example. Average employee in D.C. is making well over 100 grand. Average employee in Tennessee that works for the state, I guarantee he's not making they're not making half that. In Kansas, in Arkansas, these are people, you know, making 50, 60 grand, and they may make 150 working in D.C., so now they get that reduction as well. So this draft outline that got released in March begins October 1st, and not only is it going to get this 9% cut in State Department employees of 2,300 employees, it's looking at a 28.5% reduction in the State Department spending fiscal year 2016. From that year, they're going to cut their budget by almost 30%. And I promise you people, if you're sitting there going, that's a lot, it isn't for them. What Tillerson is saying is, I found all this waste. I told you guys, Ben Carson found $500 billion of waste in HUD. Not million, billion. $500 billion in accounting. You think that pencil whipping is not what the left is used to? I'll talk about Jen and Napolitano later on. So Tillerson's not only reducing headcount, he's cutting the budget. Now think about the salaries, the money that's being saved because of these salaries. This is unheard of in government, by the way. And you can bet Tillerson's group is not the only government agency downsizing, because it's Trump's mandate to cut the staff. And I want you to imagine when all the government agencies are doing this. And this is what I want you to also keep in mind. As the Fed shrinks, Donald Trump is still creating jobs. More jobs than the last four presidents in history in the first 60 days have been created by Donald Trump. By a long shot. 150% better than the best. So thank God, folks, we have an administration that's thinking about you, thinking about your future, taking that monkey off the back of your children and grandchildren. Now the leftists, they're clever. They don't know what to do. Well, I'll give you a hint, leftists. Get used to it.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.